And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. High school hoops will be abundantly available tonight on the Paragon Sports Network. Elk City makes a short trip down I-40 to the Tornado Dome to face Clinton. Elkettes defeated Clinton earlier this season, while the Elks and Reds have split a pair so far. If you can't make it over to Clinton tonight, we'll have you covered with live video streaming on BigElkTV.com. Pregame gets started at 6:15 with the tip to come at 6:30. Paragon TV's got a slew of small school hoops on tap for tonight. Cheyenne Raiden hosts Fargo Gage Fort Supply in Raiden. Canute welcomes Fort Cobb Broxton. Repo Butler heads to Eric. Hammond's at Hinton. Merritt's at home against Snyder. And Leedy travels to Shattuck. All these doubleheaders can be seen on ParagonTV.com. Girls games will start at 6:30. The boys to follow at 8. Oklahoma City Thunder finally back at home inside the friendly confines of Paycom Center after a four-game road swing ended Saturday. OKC hosts Portland tonight with the top seed in the Western Conference up for grabs. The Thunder can beat the Trailblazers. That's a team they beat by 62 just a couple weeks back. They'll be atop the Western Conference standings more than halfway through the season. You can hear Thunder Blazers tonight at 7. Pregame will start at 5:30 on 98.1 FM and 1240 AM. Both in-state schools are on their home floors tonight for Big 12 action. Number 11 Oklahoma hosts the Red River Hoop Style inside the LNC against Texas. Sooners 3-2 of the league, while the Horns have struggled early to a 2-3 mark. Tip-off in Norman between OU and Texas scheduled for 6. Oklahoma State's at home inside Gallagher-Iba Arena against TCU. Pokes in search of their first conference win, while the Frogs have stumbled after a hot start. Tip-off in Stillwater scheduled for 8. For the second straight week to start the Corn Ferry Tour season, Weatherford's Quade Cummins is in contention down in the Bahamas. Cummins sits in a tie for 15th, six off the pace, with the final round coming tomorrow. Just a week ago, Quade finished in a tie for 7th at a different location in the Corn Ferry Tour's first start down in the Bahamas. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.